The tomb of Hoca Ahmet Yesevi Gurhan, also square in plan with sides of 7.15 meters, carried the same shallow niches decorated with openwork stalactites along the centers of the sides, as in Kazandık. During the restoration work in the tomb were identified small fragments of wall paintings, and in particular the epigraphic fragment on the dome friars of the tomb. The lower part of the walls is decorated with a mosaic panel of hexagonal tiles covered with green glaze. On the floor of Gurhan's arranged rectangular elevation, 4.7 to 3.8 meters, height 46 and between the 50 centimeters, built of baked bricks. In the center of the tomb, in the eastern part of the elevation, a tombstone of Hoca Ahmet Yesevi was built, a alleged tomb with the top in the form of an arc. It is faced with a polished pale green plates, serpentinite, coil with white, yellow and black veins. The base of the tombstone on the perimeter of 1.5 or 2.94 meters is stringed by protruding wooden bars with a height of 14 centimeters. The total height of the tombstone is 1.85 meters. In the past, the tombstone was covered with patterned bedspread, one of which, judging by the patterns, refers to the 15th century, has embroidered inscriptions. Gurhan is covered with a double dome. Genç Zikor hides the lower constructive dome. Outside Gurhan stands out skillfully decorated ribbed dome, has 52 ribs, raised on a high dome. The outer diameter of the dome of the tomb of Hoca Ahmet Yesevi in 10 meters. One of the two entrances to the mausoleum preserved in the 14th century Kabirhana door. This door is an excellent model of medieval ornamental doors. Doors open two sides, decorated with small bones, framed with tin and gilded inscriptions. The upper part of the two between the two squares, bordered with patterned flowers and leaves, has texts from the Hadith of the Prophet, with the seal of Sulus. In the central part of the door, in a half pipe, the inscription in Persian and the signature of Kuf, bless. On the door surface of the two bronze plates, there are inscriptions written with the signature of Sulz. Many inscriptions are erased partially, real or come to reading only some words and letters. In the writings, there are excerpts from the Hadith and wise words.